With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Happy holidays and happy new year, everyone. Today, we're taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations we've had regarding the case of the murder of Ellen Greenberg, a case that to this day is still defined as a suicide. These are our conversations from 2023.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
January 26, 2011. Ellen Greenberg lost her life. Stabbed more than 20 times, including post-mortem stab wounds into the back of the neck, chest, and head. Police asking the medical examiner to rule it a suicide, contrary to their already understanding this was a homicide. It's a case that makes little to no sense, and even less when we learn about the politics in Philadelphia and the politicians involved who refused to give this case the justice it deserves. And a look at that autopsy one more time to properly identify how Ellen died. All this week, Sandra and Josh Greenberg are with us to hear their story, struggling to find justice for their daughter, Ellen Greenberg. What can someone do to support you in this right now?
They can follow us on Facebook, Justice for Ellen. They can sign the petition.
They can call.
Go to our GoFundMe. They can start calling the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office. They can call Chester County. They can call Mayor Kenney's office. You know what? We're not going away just because the politicians want it to disappear.
Sure.
No. They didn't lose a child. We did.
They're waiting for me to die or run out of money.
So right now it's continue to bang the pots and be as big of a nuisance as possible almost.
Right.
So they take some action.
I don't want to say nuisance. I want to say ask for justice as what we should get.
Yeah.
That's just what these people are supposed to deliver.
The thing is also, Tony, we're fighting for our daughters.
This is not just a fight for we're fighting for our daughter. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we're also fighting for everybody else who has a person, a relative, a friend who was involved in a death, and the medical examiner fucks up their job.
Yeah.
And doesn't do it right. And they have no recourse. You have no recourse against the medical examiner, Tony, even probably in Arkansas.
Yeah.
If, God forbid, one of your daughters was struck by a raging maniac and he was a friend of a politician, you would have no recourse if that medical examiner said it was a suicide. Mm-hmm. That's what we're up against. And if we win, we'd be the first people to win and we change the rules.
Think of it that way, Tony.
Do you have daughters?
Yes, I do.
Think of that.
Yeah.
We're fighting for your daughter, Tony.
Yeah.
God forbid anything would happen to her and you don't agree with what the medical examiner said. You're stuck. They can walk on water. You can't.
And I don't feel that the medical examiner's profession is above reproach.
No person is above reproach. Forget about the profession, Sandy.
All of us, Josh and I are both professionals. and you, I'm sure Tony are as well. Mm-hmm. When we do our job and we step into our seats, we do our jobs to the best of our ability, but we have to be held accountable.
Yeah.
These people in Philadelphia
and the country.
I know, but in Philadelphia specifically, have their own set of rules. And lots of people live in Philadelphia.
Really?
And there is a problem there. And we need to get to the bottom of it.
Have you met anyone else who's facing the same sort of challenges you have been facing?
We haven't met people, but people have contacted us, telling us their story. We're not the only ones.
The major issue is that the medical examiners take an oath of office and they can't be challenged.
The major issue is they can't be challenged. They walk on water. That's the issue. That's the whole national issue. If you look at every state, you'll find, look at Arkansas, look, read up on it.
Sure.
It's the same way in Arkansas. Something happened to one of your daughters. They were given a drug by mistake, or a hallucinogen at a bar or something, and something happened, and the medical examiner said it was suicide. You can spin on it until the medical examiner doesn't want to change it.
Because, you know, they're
that's working. The way it is.
Do you feel like you're dealing with two different issues here? Maybe a medical examiner that doesn't want to be called wrong or correct work or
admit some think sort they of fault care.
Or on top of that.
I'll answer your question. I think Galeno, Osborne, and what's her
Emery.
Name? All ran away.
Mm-hmm.
And we're bringing them back for justice. We're suing them. They never thought we would sue them directly. That's my opinion.
And on top of that, dealing with whoever murdered your daughter. It's almost like two different boats of, you got gatekeepers.
I know, but
here.
Tony, that's not Josh and I are not trying to find who murdered our daughter.
Not yet.
The civilization can figure that out.
We haven't, in any of our stuff, pointed a single little finger at anybody as the possible murderer.
Mm-hmm.
But he or she or they know who they are.
I'm obviously not going to ask you to do that or name anyone. Do you feel in your heart that you guys know who it is?
Yes.
No. And it's not for me to figure out. It's for law enforcement, a legitimate law enforcement, to figure it out. And obviously, it's not the Philadelphia police establishment, because unfortunately, I think they defamed themselves.
Do you know that when the case was sent from the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office to the Attorney General's Office, the same people who reviewed the case in Philadelphia were then working in the Attorney General's Office? Do you think that's fair? Do you think
No.
that's right?
No, not at all.
Something's wrong there, too.
Yeah. How do they legitimize themselves?
Because no one challenges them.
And they're not going to go re-challenge their own previous decisions. I mean,
that's just another feature of this story. During his deposition, Osborne said that if he knew what he knew now about Sam being alone and all these other things, he would change it to undecided or homicide. Number one, he hasn't done that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me why. I don't know. Is the answer. Number two. Let me do my number two. Number two. Right after that, he tells us the C and B story about going in the snow with the brain tissue to show Rourke the tissue. She never saw it. She says she never saw it. So how did you walk across in the snow to show it to her? So on one hand, he's telling the truth, possibly. On the other hand, he's lying, definitely. Right to our faces. Not more than 10 minutes apart. How's that, Grabby, Tony?
I don't know. I can't imagine what it's like to be going through this as parents, to constantly be hitting brick walls and being
lied to.
It's
like frustrating, yeah. But this is better than sitting in the corner and crying.
Yeah.
We're doing something for our daughter. And we're going to do it, and we're going to do it and win at it. We're going to get justice for Ellen. That's the only thing this is about. And whatever justice means in our system, we're going to get it.
There's more of my conversation with Sandra and Josh Greenberg coming up. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of this conversation every day this week. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.